Well, I know we'll start with Fresno because I know, you know, I hadn't had a chance to talk with many of y'all, and I'm sure you got a lot of questions about that game before we move on. I was real pleased with how the team came out and opened the game. I thought we were ready. We had good preparation. Our players and coaches did a great job of just coming out ready to play, which was one of our goals because I didn't think we did that against Cal. Obviously had a great first quarter. We had 150 yards of offense in the first quarter. And so we had a nice, really, command of the game. As the game went on, we went into a little rut offensively in the second quarter, and I think the disappointing part was we never played out of the rut. I think frustration started setting in, and the execution then got worse and worse as the game went on. Defensively, we kept playing very well, and then in the second half, you know, we gave up a couple of big plays. We gave up a pass where we had a technique error and we couldn't get the guy on the ground, and that was a touchdown, and then they had two third down runs for a score. And that ultimately was the difference in the game. Certainly, some of the things that have plagued us earlier in the year continue to plague us, and that's our execution in the pass game, and our, which ultimately affects our third down. I mean, we just couldn't convert third down, and that's because we're not doing a good job throwing and catching, tossing the ball around. You know, we got to keep getting better on it. And it's really a number of things. You know, at any time in the pass game, it starts with quarterback play and decision making and accurate throws, and then you move on to the wide outs and route running and running fast and getting open and making plays. So that's where we are. I was pleased with how we started. We had a chance to win the football game, and now we got to learn to play a tough four-quarter physical game and grind it out and win. And we're not there yet. Y'all want to talk about Fresno before we move on? Or I will say this. This week, it's another tremendous challenge. It's another great opportunity on the road, an SEC game, team. So it's a chance for our program to continue to build on what we're doing and try to get better. But as disappointed as I am in the loss, I think there's a lot of positives that came out of the game that we got to continue to build on. And, you know, the hard part about sports is you get judged on your one loss record, and that's just, that'll never change. But, you know, what I want our players to know is we're making progress in a lot of areas. We're not making progress in some areas, and we need to make progress in, but there's a lot of good things. And the tough thing about it is winning's usually the last thing that comes. And so it takes a lot of perseverance. It takes a lot of, you know, just intestinal fortitude to keep believing in what we're doing and keep working at it and keep throwing it out there, and eventually some good things will start happening.
How has the team's mood been? Have you sensed, you want to avoid them getting down, you know, because they went through kind of down thing last year, you want to avoid them?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that was good was there were a lot of guys that were upset. And I think that's good because it means they care. It means they've invested. And that's a positive. If it didn't bother them, then I think you're going to see a downward spiral. So everybody on the team's disappointed because we went out there expecting to win the football game. But what we need to do is stay disappointed that we didn't win, learn from it, and come out with a great attitude and another good week of work. And then let's throw it out there next Saturday.
Despite the win-loss record for Ole Miss, you said, you know, there's a lot more things before the win-loss record. What are some of those things that Ole Miss did?
Well, they took Florida to the wire, top 10 team. They played Georgia and really outplayed them the first half. And then they missed some tackles, and it just kind of went south for them in the second half. I'm sure they're in a state where they're disappointed in their record and all that, and they'll come ready to play. It's homecoming. So it'll be a challenge. I mean, when we play a team, I always expect their best. And when Ole Miss is playing their best, they can play with anybody, and they proved it against Florida.
Another road game that separates, you know, in Mississippi. Is that getting the guys, you think?
I don't know. You know, this will be different because instead of a 4-hour plane flight, we'll have a 5-hour bus ride. Pop in a couple of movies and let's go, you know, road trip. I don't think we lost to Fresno because we played them in California, if that's what you're getting at. I mean, we didn't finish the game, and we didn't make plays on offense when we needed to make plays. So, I don't know. Would you rather play at home? Of course. I mean, everybody knows the answer to that. But, you know, you got to play half your games on the road. What I was pleased about was, and, you know, here's another positive out of that game. And I told the defense this. We had a bad, right to open the second half, had a bad event. They go out in bad field position, kind of a sudden change situation, which we did not handle very well at Cal. They go 3 and out, kick a field goal. That's a positive. Then they score at the end and go up 17-6. We're still in the game. All right. And what disappointed me a little bit on offense was, in their minds, I didn't think they thought we could win. All right. And that upset me. But defensively, we go out there and they go 2 3-and-outs, make them punt. So we kept having chances, and that's a positive. You know, we kept fighting the fight. And, you know, we're down 11 with 5 minutes to go in the game with the ball in their territory. I mean, that's nothing to me. It's a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and a field goal. You don't need much time to do that.
Who started at quarterback on Saturday?
Zach. Zach's our quarterback, and you know, we put Mike in a little bit to try to change the pace up. And Mike, I mean, we're not afraid to put Mike in. We may put Mike in some, and we may continue to do that. But Zach's our quarterback. Now, obviously, he's got to play well, and you know, he's not very happy with how he played, I'm sure. And there's some things we got to do better, execution-wise.
Wide receiving corps kind of turned into a mash unit. They're kind of worried that you might move some more DBs over to wide receiver.
Well, we're struggling there. I mean, I'd like to sugarcoat it, but that's the one area where we're struggling. We're not playing very well. We're not running good routes. We're not making plays, and we'll keep working at it. Hopefully, we can get Josh Wheeler back. That'll help a little because he's really the. You know, when you look at big plays, all right, when I say explosive plays in games this season, and these are just facts, Josh Wheeler made a couple big ones against Hawaii. Phillip Livas has made some big ones, running, catching some balls and running. And I say big plays, I'm talking about plays over 20 yards. Joe made a couple big ones. Anderson, you know, and that's it. So we need more production. We do. And we'll keep searching.
What about other positives there? If you said you mentioned several times, what else came out of the game you felt like y'all did well
have
a foundation?
Danny kicked the ball well. You know, those were two good field goals. He struck the ball nicely. But I was real pleased with the defense, but I wasn't surprised. We expected them. But, you know, I told the defense this. The next step is, first off, it's consistency, but then we got to learn how to play in those kind of games. You can't give up, because in those games, when both defenses are playing well, whoever gives up the one or two big plays loses. So you can sit there and say, well, we played good on our side, but we didn't do what we needed to do to win, and they did, and that's what we got to learn from, because you will never, ever have me up here saying one side played good enough to win and the other one didn't. I don't believe that. I believe it's a team. There's obviously some weeks one unit will play a little better than the other. But, you know, every season, I don't care what team I've been on, you have games that are 45-44, and you have games that are 10-9. I mean, and so the minute you start thinking, well, we're doing good on our side, the other side isn't producing, next game's 45-44. So it's a team thing. And, you know, a good defense, it's you really like those kind of games. And I told them today, they really ought to love going out there and see if we can match three and outs to see who breaks first.
What area are you going to need to improve on to beat Ole Miss on Saturday?
You got to throw the football. I mean, my wife can answer that question. You know what I mean? I think all y'all know the answer to that. We got to throw the football better. And we got to run the ball now. When I say we got to throw it, it doesn't mean we can't go in there and not run the ball, because that's what we do. But we got to find ways to complete passes. It's hard. But, we got to – our running game went south in the second half, which was disappointing. And then now you can't throw it, you can't run it, and that's what you got. So just because I say we need to throw it doesn't mean we don't need to execute running the football, because that's really what we do best.
Coach, we were just talking about this before we came in. In a pregame speech, you know, what kind of points do you try to emphasize to your team, and how important do you feel like a pregame speech is to your guys before you go out on the field?
I've never been one to believe in the 30 seconds before you run out, you go rah-rah. And what I believe in is you outline what's important for the week, you work at it all week, you reinforce it on Friday, and you go out and execute on Saturday. And you reinforce all the things that you've been working on during the week, and you reinforce that in the locker room, and then let's go do it. And, you know, one of the big things that I was upset at last week was how we approached the game and how we started the game. I didn't think that we did a very good job of it. And to the players' credit, we did this week. Now we got to finish it, you know. We got to finish it. So what we got to do is learn how we approached this game was the right way, and we got to duplicate it against Ole Miss, and then we got to learn how to sustain it during the four quarters. And you got to give Fresno credit. I mean, they kept pounding us, and they didn't give up any big plays. They played good defense.
Looking at Ole Miss, is the strength of that team on offense starting to run by Green Ellis?
Yeah, they got a good offense. They're playing a lot better on offense than they have had probably since Coach O's been there. And, they got a good running back. The quarterback's playing good. They got a fast wideout who catches some deep balls. A lot of weapons. I think what's happened with them a little bit is if they get behind, then you don't really see their true offense. It's like any team. You know, you get behind.
Has road atmosphere really been a bother for any of your road games so far? Do you feel this is going to be a bother, you know, just other opposing fans and stuff like that?
Well, I think that I don't know what part of the road game has affected us, but we've gotten affected in both games at some point and didn't play our way out of it. Now, anytime you go into a tough road environment, there's going to be some critical times in a game where you feel the game slipping. And that's where you got to bow up, you got to grit your teeth, and you got to stay together and play through it. I felt like we played through it pretty good in some areas, but I felt like our frustration mounted on offense as the game went on, and then we didn't really have a catalyst to pull it together. You know, that's kind of what we're lacking, is a catalyst, a guy that can, because, you know, all it takes is one play. You pop a 30-something yarder, and all of a sudden, everybody gets quiet. You get a little energy. Okay, we're okay. And we don't have that catalyst right now, and that's what we need to find.
How long is it going to take to find a guy like that?
I don't know. You know?
Does that go back to the passing game, not getting that big play?
It's any kind of catalyst that can ignite when you're struggling a little bit. And you need it on all phases. You need it on your team when the team's kind of mully-grubbing around. And we have some guys. It's just a matter of let's go. You know, the coaches, players.
Is what you're saying that you feel like you guys are doing all you can do, and it's just kind of the
No, I'm not saying that at all. We got a lot of things that we got to correct as coaches. And you know, a lot of things that we got to pull our weight more. We got to do a better job of coaching. We're not coaching the pass game like we need to coach it. I can tell you that. We're not coaching the run game like we need to coach it. We're not coaching anything like we need to. So we need to improve probably more than the players.
You said in the off week that this team was looking for an identity. I mean, you find it maybe after Fresno, maybe on the defense?
Well, I think it was a good starting point. You know, we've had two whack games, and we fought them pretty good. You know, and I hope we can continue to build on that. I do. You know, and turnovers was another thing. And I told the team this. We won the turnover battle in 3 out of 4 games. And we've had a chance to win 3 out of 4. So you can't lose sight of that either. You know, everybody's kind of in the tank on offense because we didn't play well. But the one thing we did do is we didn't give it to them. And that, you know, here we are in the fourth quarter and we're down 4 points. So, you know, it gives you a chance. When you panic and you start serving it up to them, next thing you know, it's 45-6. All right, and that's the one thing we're starting to believe in. You know, let's just keep swinging. Now we got to learn how to finish it.
Any more questions for Derek? All right, thanks, Coach.
All right.